fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here, our third hour. This is Firearms Monday. The prepper tip of the day is to work with your team, recreate with your team, and most important of all, pray with your team. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. A couple of websites, freedomcentertraining.com and freedomtrain.net, down in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The telephone number will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. You want to order a custom rifle built, sign up for a class, 417-718-2597. Sam, looks like our next caller is from Montana. We got Dave in Montana. Good morning, Dave.
Or Dean.
It is Dean. Excuse me. It is Dean. Go ahead, Dean.
Well, the board op's gotten mixed up. This is Mike. I can hold a few minutes if there is another caller.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Mike.
Oh. Well, we got some out of order here. Mike is next. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay. Well, you know, two things. That last caller, I wanted to address something real quick, but I also want to talk about, and I tried to listen to your talking with that guy on his fellow with the trigger or pull or whatever he had going on. I ran into this a few years ago with some youngster that had let's see, how did it go? Left eye dominant, but they were trying to shoot right-handed. And they were determined to be right-handed because they didn't want to be left-handed. I guess they're, you know, the school mates or I think they were in scouts. They didn't like the idea of being left-handed. So they finally, I think, went over to shooting left-handed, but because they were dominant with the right eye, it causes, I think, a perception of the sights to be, you know, their brain doesn't mix the left and right eye or something. Like, something was going on there where what helped them the most, I think, was to shoot with both eyes open so that their brain can mix the images. And I noticed that many years ago when I was playing around with BB guns, you could actually see the silver BBs, not the copper ones so much, but I could see the silver ones. And shooting with both eyes open, I was able to shoot ambidextrous, either hand, because I could see the BB's course and line up the sights with whichever eye I had to line up the sights with. So that was my way to TV suite where you could actually see the bullet flying and hitting the target. And of course, BBs don't always fly straight, but I think it helped a lot with my shooting. So, I mean, has that been your experience trying to, you know, have you ever ran into people that are opposite hand and eye dominant?
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
How do you determine that? And
so what we do initially at the Freedom Center, if you're left eye dominant and right handed, is we tell you specifically, don't come to the course with a right hand holster. You will be shooting left handed. But what happens as you progress through our basic courses into the enhanced courses is you're shooting with both hands, with both eyes. And so you learn to close one eye and use the other eye, depending on which hand the weapon's in, so that you're sighting properly. And then ultimately, after doing that for a little while, then you're pretty much ready to go both eyes open with either hand. It's a progression, but we get there from here, and there's a path that we take that gets you there fairly quickly.
Well, what do you think of my idea, though? I stumbled on it by accident, using a silver BB gun to try to train yourself, even maybe before they show up there. I guess the idea is you could train wrong, and you have to unlearn what you taught yourself.
Well, I think we have a path. The goal is to get to both eyes open with any weapon in either hand from any position in cover. And we have a progression for that. So I don't think we need the silver BB method. But hey, if it works for you, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was just that. I was actually, I think it was Popper Mechanics. Popper Mechanics had an old series of books, probably from the late 60s, I ran across, and it showed how you could take the 22 primers and drill out some 38s shells and use paraffin wax, which makes a mess, to do an indoor basement shooting range. And they recommended using, I think, stacks of cardboard or something. And so I just tried it with boxes filled with, you know, cardboard boxes filled with magazines. And it would stop. It wouldn't stop 22, but it would stop the BBs, you know. And that's how I learned that. And did my own little indoor shooting range with BBs.
That's a great comment. That reminds me of my. That reminds me of my youth. I used to take the old Christmas catalogs and Sears Roebuck and JCPenney catalogs, and pile them in a box that was about 2 feet deep, and shoot into that with my pellet rifle.
Yeah, pellet, it would stop pellets, but I don't know. They're maybe the, what do you call, not frangible, but subsonic 22s that might stop that. You'd have a covert shooting range in your basement to practice. But, you know, the gal a while ago was talking astrology. You know, NASA probably a decade ago announced that, what was that they called it? The progression of the equinoxes meant that the zodiac was off something like 3 weeks, and there needed to be a 13th zodiac sign going by the ancient Babylonians. But they stressed repeatedly that there's nothing to astrology, but that because of the progression of the equinoxes, the zodiac was off. And so I got a big kick out of that, because I've known several Scorpios and different people that are mostly women that are into this astrology, and I just couldn't stop laughing, because if they could, because they used that the astrology to justify their behavior, some of their juvenile behavior. Well, this is what I'm just this way because I'm Scorpio. Turned out much of them weren't even Scorpio.
Well, you know, Mike, when I spend a lot of time listening to people talk about astrology, I start to lay a plan for escape. And then I go read the words in red in the New Testament and take a shower.
There you go.
Okay.
The thing she mentioned, though, was Mercury is retrograde. That is observable. That is when Mercury goes behind the sun and actually appears to go backwards in the sky. The other thing a lot of astrology people are really into, and what John, I think, was trying to get at, was the moon being void of course. The void of course for the moon just simply means it's between the zodiac signs. But I do think, especially militarily, when you're doing a military operation, and if you have night vision, it's best to do it under a new moon when there's no light, because there's a lot of people, and I'm known for my night vision, and I think I know why, but why I have better night vision than most women, but a lot of men do. I think their pupils can dilate bigger, but there's also we have more black and white cones than women do typically, but under full moon, you don't necessarily have the best tactical advantage. Is that right?
Well, first off, on the modern battlefield, we only use night vision for navigation. We generally don't use it for weapon sights. We use it when we're looking through a canopy of a helicopter or an aircraft. We use thermal, which doesn't care about moonlight. But certainly in a full moon, if you have thermal and the enemy does not, that would not be an optimal time to do anything. If you have thermal, yeah, you'd want to have no moonlight, no starlight, cloud cover, and hopefully dry, because that's the ideal conditions where thermal gives you the biggest advantage.
Well, with that, I'll let you go, but you started getting really choppy there. I don't know if it's my line or yours, but thanks for taking my call.
Okay, Mike, thanks for the call. Our next caller looks like Dean in Montana. We have Dean. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Sam, I had my brother-in-law is going elk hunting. Excuse me.
Yes.
And he's up in Oregon, and he bought a Savage 6.5 PRC right before elk season, and he called me and said, hey, can you get 6.5 PRC? And I'm like, well, maybe. If it's elk season, probably not. And the only thing I've been able to locate is 147 grain match ammo. And he's only shooting under 600 yards. And I'm like, I'll see if I know someone that would tell me if you could use that or not.
Absolutely. Absolutely, you can use that ammo. That is excellent ammo for elk hunting. Now,
cool. Okay,
let's talk about ammo and killing big animals for a second. Because I don't just want to throw that out there and have 15 people call in and say, you can't use match ammo for hunting. It's not hunting ammo. Okay, well, let's be honest. I know way more about terminal ballistics than the guys who designed those bullets for Hornady and the other companies, right? Okay, I'm the guy that developed the powdered tungsten bullets SEAL Team 6 uses and the Secret Service used to defend the President of the United States with, the Counter-Sniper Protection Detail Team with the Secret Service. Okay, so I've spent my life working on this kind of stuff. I'm really confident about what I'm going to tell you. We know for a fact that if you're going to shoot an elk from 20 yards away and it's a quartering towards you shot and you use a bonded bullet, that bonded bullet is going to penetrate more than the match grade bullet. Okay? Now, the sectional density of the 147 is pretty significant. And so you can still make a close range quartering towards you through the shoulder bone shot with that ammo that you just mentioned. And I'm pretty sure it's Hornady ammo that you're talking about.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So, because I'm familiar with the bullet. Now, in most hunting situations, you need to take into account the distance of the animal, the caliber that you have, the impact velocity that's going to cause, the twist rate of your barrel, and the angle of the shot. So let's say that I was using match grade ammo, which is far superior elk hunting past 350, 400 yards. I'll tell you why in a minute. But let's say that elk walks out 60 yards in front of me and I've got match grade ammo, and I'm a little bit concerned about the bullet not being enough to penetrate the front shoulder bone. What do I do? Well, I either shoot the elk at the base of the neck, or I wait until the elk turns and is quartering away, and then I send that match grade bullet through the ribs, through the engine room, to the far side shoulder. So you can adjust if you think your bullet might be not ideal for a given impact velocity in a given shot. You can adjust by waiting for the animal to change angles or picking a different location on the animal to shoot that's favorable to the type of ammunition you have. Generally speaking, a bonded hunting bullet, hunting bullets in general, like the 143X bullet made by Hornady, it's a hunting bullet, right? They are superior 200 to 250 yards and closer. Little thicker jacket, little more antimony alloyed into the lead core, just a little bit tougher construction for higher impact velocities. Here's the problem. You get an elk at 550 yards, and you get a full-on sideways shot, you shoot behind the shoulder with that hunting bullet, and it does not hit a rib going in, you could poke a tiny little hole, and that bullet will come out the other side without ever expanding, without ever doing anything, and leave 65% of its energy in a tree or the side of a mountain. So the match-grade bullets, based on shot selection, can be very effective at close range, but they will do things a hunting bullet will never do when you get past 400 yards on an elk. So I would highly recommend he use the 147 match grade bullet, particularly for elk hunting at long range. And by long range, I mean past 200 yards. Say what?
The lighter grain PRC ammo, some guy in a gun store told me that they don't fly right. They're not balanced, the lighter grain bullets. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I figured I'd ask you why that is.
Yeah. Okay. So most 6.5 PRCs come from the factory. I'm talking factory-made weapons, not custom-made stuff. Most factory-made PRCs come with a 1-in-8 twist. That 1-in-8 twist will stabilize a 153-grain bullet. So here's what happens. When you shoot a 123-grain bullet rather than a 153-grain bullet in a 1-in-8 twist, if that bullet is not balanced perfectly, in other words, if it has what we call a little bit of CG offset or center of gravity offset, the faster you overspin that bullet, the worse the accuracy gets. So almost all bullets made by big factories have some center of gravity offset. So the more you overspin them, the worse the accuracy gets at 100 yards. Now here's the ideal situation. You actually, if you can find a lot of bullets that's extremely well made where the jacket wall thickness is identical to a 10,000th all the way around, and the tip of the bullet is dead center in this with the center of gravity of the bullet. In other words, this thing's going to fly really true. You can actually overspin that bullet, lose very little in objective accuracy at 100, 200 yards, and make big gains in accuracy at 600, 800, and 1,000 yards by overspinning the bullet. You increase the gyroscopic stability force. And so when you get in a crosswind, the bullet doesn't yaw quite as much, and you don't get near as much wind deflection. So what what overspinning bullets does on poorly made bullets is really hurt the accuracy. On really well-made bullets, you pay a very small penalty at close range, and then you actually have a gain in objective accuracy at 600, 800, 1,000 yards.
Well, that's a lot to take in.
Well, all right, come take one of our long-range courses. Come take one of our long-range courses, and we'll give you 2 days to absorb some of this type of information. You'll love it.
Right on. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks for the call, Dean. Sam, let's talk about upcoming classes that have openings, sir, before we get to the next caller.
Absolutely. Okay, so we have... let's see, I've got the schedule right in front of me. We just finished our Enhanced Urban Vehicle Tactical Rifle course. We have Intro to 1,000-Yard Shooting on October 8th and 9th. I think there might be one or two spots still left in that class. And we've got another Enhanced Urban Vehicle class October 14th and 16th. There's a couple of spots in.
All right.
And I'll hit you with some more after the break.
We'll get the rest of these updates on the book classes after the break. Stay tuned, everybody.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Liberated Rocket Heaters. It will be winter before you know it. You want to stay warm, stay cozy, and save money. Check out the Liberated Rocket Heaters at thelibertyman.com. Sam, let's continue with the classes that are available, sir.
Okay. October 8th and 9th, Intro to 1,000-Yard Shooting. October 14th, 15th, and 16th, the Enhanced Urban Vehicle Tactical Rifle Course. If you've had the basic course, come sign up for that. I think we've got a couple of spots still open. October 22nd to 23rd is the Enhanced Marksmanship Rifle Course. That is the course you take immediately after you've had the Enhanced Urban Vehicle Course. And then October 29th and 30th, we have the Advanced 1,000-Yard Precision Shooting Class. You're going to learn weighted wind averaging. You're going to learn how to use the state-of-the-art rangefinder, how to synchronize your trajectory to that rangefinder. That will be a wonderful class for anyone who's a long-range hunter or wants to understand some of the higher-end aspects of long-range shooting. November 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th will be the last basic tactical handgun and rifle series course of the year. And then November 12th and 13th, we have Tactical Rifle Advance 2. And if you haven't been through the basic, the Enhanced Urban Vehicle course, the Enhanced Marksmanship course, and Advanced 1, you're not ready for Tactical Rifle Advance 2. So you'd have a lot of work to do in October to get into that November class. But that should be it. We don't have anything scheduled for December. Sometimes we do a ladies-only class at the beginning of December. Don't know if we're going to do that this year. If there's interest for it, we certainly will.
All right. Well, all right. Our next caller is Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Sam. Sam, and you know, in those classes where you're getting 100% reported dry fire practice compliance, one possible explanation could be that these groups are just more spontaneously collaborative and they're better liars.
Glenn, you come up with the most bizarre statement sometime. Here's the problem with your theory is we actually measure everything that the students do with timers and targets. And so if you tell me that you've done your dry fire practice, I know where you're going to be in this small little time window on the various things we're going to present to you in the next course. If you're not in the window, I know you're lying to me. You cannot lie to me and get away with it. Not on this stuff. We track everything. And if you do what we tell you to do, you will move from this area of performance to this area of performance. And the contrast is stark and absolutely rock solid. It is easy to understand. And you know what? Our students don't lie to us. They come to us and say, I didn't do any of the dry fire practice. And then we see their proficiency performance in the teens rather than in the mid-single digits. And the people that say, oh, yeah, I did lots of dry fire practice, they're all in the single digits. I mean, so we confirm what they tell us. And the bottom line is I don't think I've ever had a student lie to me and say they did the dry fire practice when they didn't. Because they know we're going to know.
Right. Well, Sam, A, I was kidding, and B, it was just a little better answer than astrology.
I love your sense of humor, Glenn.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good week.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Glenn. We appreciate it. Our next caller is Celine in Georgia. Good morning, Celine.
Hi, Celine. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Hey, we got
Hello?
You.
Okay.
Go ahead, Celine. We can hear you.
I just attended the basic handgun and rifle course at the Freedom Center, and I just wanted to say something to the ladies out there that might be listening, because this class has really been a game changer for me. You know, if you're like me and you've ever wondered about what you would do in the event of, say, a home invasion, I used to just think, well, my husband's got a gun. You know, he's going to protect me. Well, guess what? What if he's not home? Or God forbid, what if he gets injured? You know, do I know how to use a gun? I mean, how do I know if I've got a bullet in the chamber? And how do I even check that in the dark? You know, because most home invasions happen at night. Well, these are some of the things that we covered in the class, and they gave you some real world strategies on how to defend yourself from a threat. And that scenario, that's just the tip of the iceberg, because really we covered so much more than that. And before this class, you know, I aimed at a target, pulled the trigger at a range a few times, and that was it. That was all I knew about firearms. And Sam and his co-instructor, Tim, they were very patient with me. You know, in fact, they spent a lot of one-on-one time with each one of us. And my husband, who can't be here, he's at work, he will attest to this. And still, they spent a lot of one-on-one time with him. Anyway, my point
well,
is...
Well, Celine,
hold on.
We've got
hold
a break,
the break okay. Here, Celine. Hold on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if...
All right, all right. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Let's continue with Celine's comments here. Go ahead, Celine.
Okay, thank you. As I was saying, before I went to this class, I've only been to the range a few times, and that was really the extent of my knowledge as far as firearms. But Sam and his co-instructor, Tim, they were very patient with me. You know, they spent a lot of one-on-one time with each one of us. And my husband, who's got way more experience, they still spent a lot of one-on-one time with him. My point is, Sam and Tim, they are not your average instructors. You know, a lot of instructors, they go through the class, they teach the curriculum, they go through the motions, and you get what you get out of it, and that's that. Well, it wasn't like that here. You know, whatever we were learning, they wanted to make sure that we get it right, because they know that one day it could mean life or death. You know, and for this reason, they keep the classes really small. My husband and I actually were fortunate that there were 2 open spots left when we signed up. And by the way, September is the best time to do this because the weather was perfect. And just one thing, ladies, I'm not going to lie to you. There's going to be times it could get physically challenging. You might want to do some exercises to increase your upper body strength and your hand grip. Actually, I wish I knew this before the course, but no matter what, however hard it gets, my advice, don't give up. you know, just suck it up and do your best, and I guarantee you, you will not regret it. And just one last thing, I want to say thank you to Sam and Tim. These guys are experts at what they do, and my husband and I, we are forever grateful that you are generous enough to share your knowledge and your expertise with us so that we can have a fighting chance. So that's it, really. Big thank you. And that's it. That's all I got. Thanks.
Well, thank you, Celine. Can I ask you a question before you leave?
Sure.
So before you came to the class, let's create a scenario. Your husband's gone. Before you came to this class, someone tries to break into your house. On a scale of 1 to 10, how confident were you that you would be able to defend yourself before you came to the class?
I would probably rate it as a 3. Because honestly, I would fumble. I would probably go for the gun. Even though if I know how to use it, I don't even know if I have a bullet in the chamber, and God forbid I hurt myself or he takes the gun from me. So really, my husband was the protection side of the things. And this right. class, Sam, that's why this class has been really life-changing for me, because I know that now if ever something were to happen, I can defend myself. And if so we had to, yeah. Go ahead.
After the class, after taking the class and going through that experience, where would you say you're at now? I mean, it's been a month or more mm-hmm. since you took the class. Where are you at now on a scale of 1 to 10 in your confidence to be able to defend yourself if someone broke into your home with your husband not there?
I would think I'd be an 8 or 9. Because I know how to handle the gun confidently. And, that's why it's been really life-changing, this class. You know, my husband no longer has to shoulder the burden of protection alone. I know that together, I'm going to be fighting with him side by side. I need more practice, but, yeah, that handgun is a great equalizer for me.
Absolutely. You know, I never understood, Celine, why women would be for gun control. Because it's the one thing that puts them on equal footing with a bigger, stronger man. You know, if they were attacked. Yeah. It's the one thing that gives them the advantage over a man. I could never understand why women wouldn't be absolutely staunch defenders of the Second Amendment and their right to carry. So I really appreciate your honesty and your comments. And it was great having you and your husband. I hope you guys had a good time. I know we challenged you, but we try to challenge you and put as much stress on you as we think you can take, so that when you get into a real threat situation, that stress is not unfamiliar and you can still operate quickly and defend yourself.
Yes, definitely. And I want to thank you. And about that gun control, only people who follow the laws adhere to the gun controls. The criminals don't. So it really doesn't make sense to me.
Very good. Thank you for that.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Celine, we appreciate it. Celine's response is actually kind of expected from not only the men, but the women to attend the class.
Tell you, John, yesterday I got a text from one of our students. He said, "Hi, Sam. This is," I'm not going to read his name, "from this state that was in your 4-day basic class back in August. Just wanted to thank you, as we are now in a situation we are being threatened, and we now realize how blessed we were to have recently taken your class. Long story short, a week ago, a crazy liberal did not like the political signs in our yard and got in my wife's face screaming the C word and every other vile thing. He told me, 'I know where your family lives and you better get more cameras on your house.' He has since been identified as a neighbor that just lives a short distance away. At the time of the training, I had some issues with focus and emoting, but that is now gone. Thanks to you, I have changed my equipment. I am now laser focused and confident I can deal with the situation if the threat escalates. Just thought you should know of the tremendous impact the Freedom Center is having on the average citizen. Thank you and God bless." I mean, what a nice text message to send me a month after a class, almost 2 months after the course.
Amazing. Amazing. A segue here. Over the weekend, we had in Chicago, Illinois, 58 people shot, 9 dead. We're pretty close to Vietnam-level casualties, quite frankly, during the Vietnam War. Really close. And, of course, Chicago is a geographically only a few square miles compared to the entire country of South, or the Republic of South Vietnam. Is it fair to say that Chicago has descended into anarchy, sir?
It certainly has, because what Illinois has done that has taken any deterrent of the law away from criminals is they've made all of these felonies. You can't be held under bond. Okay. And so they've changed their law in Illinois. And now if you're being charged with second degree murder, you cannot be held in jail. What a lot of people realize now, and I'll tell you the results of this as soon as I'm done giving you these facts. By August 30th of this year, there have been 7,000 more robberies than last year in the same time period, and 4,000 more aggravated assaults in 2022 than 2021 in the same period. Okay, can you imagine the increase in violence? And all of this is because of these liberal Soros-backed prosecutors that aren't prosecuting, aren't putting people in jail, and these state legislatures that are changing the laws that say you can't hold anyone in jail unless they're being accused of first degree murder. Everything else, you just get processed through and put right back on the street until your trial. This is absolute insanity. The criminals know, and so the break-ins and the robberies and the crime is going to continue to increase. Now, what effect have I seen? How has the public responded? Well, last week, a woman came to pick up her pistol, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I called in to the FBI InstaCheck system, and the InstaCheck system was overwhelmed. There were so many people buying firearms in this country that the InstaCheck system could not answer my call in 2.5 hours. I was on hold for almost an hour. Say what?
Typical response time is what before this?
5 seconds.
Oh, okay.
That's two rings of the phone.
Right, right.
Give me your FFL number and your password, right? Second, the phone rings. So I was on hold for almost an hour the first time, and then the call just dropped. And then I called back the second time, and over an hour later, they finally pick up the phone, and the gal tells me, I'm not an InstaCheck person. I mean, this is my first one. I'm actually in training. And she screwed the whole thing up. I had to get her supervisor on the phone. And the supervisor said, this is not the NICS system. We are the school for training NICS employees. And they're so overwhelmed that they have our school students taking calls to help alleviate the volume.
That's in other words,
system was completely overwhelmed. Now, if this was Saturday afternoon, And there had just been a huge run on the banks, I could almost understand this. But Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock, who's out shopping for guns Wednesday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
Right, right.
2 o'clock Mountain Time, 1 o'clock Pacific Time. There's no way the NICS system should be overwhelmed unless something really serious is in the mix. And, you know, we had just had the stock market lose over 1,000 points. I mean, people have seen the increase in violence, particularly in the cities. There are more people buying guns in the last week or two than since Sandy Hook 2012.
Well, Sam, in addition, Illinois state law will no longer mandate a police response to trespassing at your home or your place of business. They won't even respond to the call.
Yeah, they'll respond after they find out they have to come pick up some bodies.
Exactly.
And write a report. But you know what the average response time in Chicago is now?
What is it, sir?
4 hours.
What's the point?
Why would you even want to have? Why would you even pay for a police force that wouldn't put an officer on a call for service at your location in less than 3 hours? Why would you even? Why would you even want to pay for that baloney?
Right, right. Well, it's all by design.
Well, here let's talk about why. Let's talk about why that is. Because the whole defund the police movement and the abuse of our local policemen has been horrific, and policemen are quitting. The good cops are leaving policing entirely and going finding other jobs. And what's so, like St. Louis City, what are they down now? 600 officers from their normal police force numbers. The county's down, what, 500 to 1,000? And this is all over the country. This isn't just St. Louis. This is everywhere. All of the medium to large cities, policemen are like, I've had enough of this. I'm going to go find something else to do with my life. And can you blame them? The way we've treated these police officers and the way we've defunded their departments?
Not at all. Well, in addition,
and this, like you said, it's all by design.
It is by design. The St. Louis County Police Department, the recruiting part of the St. Louis County Police Department, has an officer whose sole job is to recruit mentally ill men and women who are either homosexual or want to be the opposite sex. That's this person's only job.
I'm going to reserve comment.
Yeah, question or comment? We do have open lines at 512-248-8252. Any changes on the availability of and price of ammunition and reloading components, sir?
John, I don't know because I've been training people for a solid 5 days. I haven't even looked at the news or bought anything or checked my vendors. I just don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, things were loosening up a bit and prices were getting a bit better, and hopefully that will continue.
Yes. I know we did find from some 6.5 PRC brass. A friend found it for me and also found me some 6.5 PRC ammo. So if we're starting to see 6.5 PRC, which is one of the hardest things to find right now, definitely things are probably getting a little better.
Well, I know there's new plants to manufacture ammunition opening in this country, to manufacture components opening in this country, and that has to be taking some effect also.
Yes, and I know of a very wealthy man. He's a Marine Corps veteran, and he's been very successful in business. He is opening an ammunition facility in the state of Oklahoma 10 times the size of Lake City. So relief is on the way.
Absolutely. Let's see who we have here. It looks like
Jim in Florida.
Jim in Florida. That's right. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Sam. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good, good.
Great.
I have here a super fan for you, Sam. He would like to ask you a couple questions.
Okay.
Good morning, John and Sam.
Good morning.
My name is Zachary, and I'm 11 years old.
Well, right. Zach, you sound like you're a lot older. How's it going today?
It's going good. How are you?
I am better than I deserve, I'm sure. So have you got a question about guns or politics or what's on your mind?
I actually have a few questions for you. Can you do a show next week for the Buckaroos?
Can I do a show next week for the Buckaroos? Tell me what day.
Like a Monday?
As long as it's in the afternoon, what time do you do the show?
Just maybe around like in the morning or so.
Can you give me an exact time that you do the show?
My homeschool, so maybe I don't really know, like
anytime.
So, like, maybe 9:15 Eastern time?
Yeah. Earlier than 10.
Yeah, I might, if you're on Florida time, I could probably do something for you around 9:15 as soon as I'm done with this show here.
Also, can I ask you another question?
Sure.
What type of rifle do you recommend? And don't tell me the Red Ryder. I need something with some balls behind it.
I like the way you think, Zachary. You're going to be a good American, my man. Okay. So are you? Would this rifle be for you or for someone else?
It would be for me.
Okay. I think every American man, like yourself, I think you should have a good AR-15 with a 16-inch barrel and a collapsible stock so you can fit it to your body size, and a good red dot sight and a good thermal sight. And I think if you start with that in 5.56 or 223 caliber, that will cover 95% of the circumstances you ever find yourself in.
Okay. Can I ask you one last question?
Hold on, Zachary.
Hold on. We'll catch you after the break.
We'll get your last question after the break. Hold on.
Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. I'm Peter Serafine, and this is today's Liberty Minute. That quote from Benjamin Franklin cuts right to today's politics 247 years later. Both sides of the political aisle use fear to push their agenda. Climate change, threats to our democracy, white supremacists, COVID and monkeypox are shouted from the left, while the right yells rising crime, socialism, the New World Order, and an invasion of the southern border. Governments and politicians use scare tactics constantly. We are a nation founded on personal liberty, regardless of your political views. We as individuals must start taking responsibility for ourselves again. That is why I end every show with protect your liberties. Once they're gone, there's no getting them back. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivus Pashem, Parabellum.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back. Sam, I've got a quick correction. You'll be available at 11:15 Eastern Time next Monday. And, Zachary, you've got another question for Sam?
Yes, I have one more question. Can you do kids training at Freedom Center with Brandon and yourself?
Can I do Do we train kids at the Freedom Center? Absolutely, yes. Yeah, absolutely, yes. We train kids at the Freedom Center all the time. We train them in tactical work with pistols and AR-15s. We train them in hunting for youth hunt deer season. We train them how to use a scoped rifle, all kinds of stuff. Yeah, you have there's a lot of different types of training you can have as, and you're not really a kid. I mean, you're 11 years old, so you're literally within a year or two of being a young man, right? I mean, maybe this year, who knows, right? So, yeah, you don't have to refer to yourself as a kid anymore. You're an American man. You have rights. You have the right to defend yourself, and you have the right to knowledge and skill when it comes to how to defend yourself. And I'll remind you, about 18 months ago, there was a guy your age, an American man your age. He was 11 years old. He was at home alone. His dad was working, and three drug addicts tried to break into his house. He blasted all three of them with his AR-15, and prevented them from robbing his dad's house and killing him. And so, at your age and your level of maturity and the mind as sharp as you are, you are more than capable of defending yourself and learning how to defend yourself properly with firearms. And good for you for having an interest in those things. I'm quite proud of you, actually.
Well, thank you, guys, and God bless you in the United States of America.
Well, thank you, sir. Call me if you need me on your show. Call me later, 417-718-2597. And thanks for the call, Zachary. Have a great week.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Sam, whenever we get a call like that, I do see some hope, a glimmer of hope for our country, don't you, sir?
That's amazing, John. I was just thinking the same thing. When I see these kids that have such good hearts and they understand and have an interest in something outside of themselves, it just warms my heart and gives me hope for this country. It's what we're fighting for, people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, when I was in junior high school, there was a thief that entered my parents' garage, and I went after him with my 12-gauge shotgun. I didn't capture him, but I gave it a good effort.
Hopefully they got some bird shot in the bum, as my British SAS friends would say.
Well, I didn't have a clean shot, so I didn't fire, you know, let off one. But yeah, so yeah, this young man is headed in the right direction, isn't he, sir?
What a great dad he has. Congratulations on raising such a fine son. John, the only thing that these crooked criminals running our government are building our team for us. Millions of people every month are becoming new firearms owners. We can't lose. They have no chance. These criminals have no chance against the American man with a gun in his hand. Never Absolutely. Give up your rifles. Let freedom ring.
Sam, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next Monday. We appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye.
That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, cleaner, your essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless my wonderful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the lovely state of Missouri that I'm living in, the great, large state of Texas. And please, Lord God, bless the United States of America.
Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.